Okay, get the train, get out the door, take the bus, take a flight, whatever you need to do to get out of your house on time. We're here to make your life enjoyable. It's 8:40 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 59 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And you've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. You're listening to us on FM 100.1, AM 1340, on the free WRHI app, on WRHI.com, and on TV, CN2, Corporium Cable Channel 102, and on your major social media channels. Simply search, look for, like, subscribe, WRHI and CN2. Mark Persley from the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce joins us. Mark is the Director of Programs and External Affairs, and he is here to tell us about the Ones to Watch program that will be taking place a week from today. So we always enjoy our conversations with Mark. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Okay, the Ones to Watch program, this launched last year in 2023. So let's give folks a little bit of background. And who are the Ones to Watch?
Absolutely. So this is kind of like a mini awards ceremony, but it is focused towards our young professionals, aka the Ones to Watch, those future leaders who are coming up here within York County and all of our wonderful companies. And so with that, a young professional is somebody who is between the ages of 21 and 39. I do want to note that I am just the messenger. I did not create those age limits. I am just the messenger on that. That is a young professional. And that is who we are wanting to highlight and make sure that everybody is aware. These are the people you want to keep an eye out on because they are doing some very impressive things here in York County.
So how does one become one to watch? How do you make this list?
Absolutely. So you could be nominated by your employer or by a coworker or a friend. There are some people who are maybe not be with a company, but are heavily involved with the community, such as volunteer work. And that could be somebody to watch as well. And so once that person is nominated, we reach out to them and then we get a lot of information about the nominee, where they work, what they do in the community, what's their family like, their favorite color, anything and everything we want to know. And then we submit that information to a committee that is then kind of blindsided as we remove all identifying information.
So it's redacted from their report or their presentation. So those who are judging get literally just the body of work. Okay.
Yep. It's kind of like those FBI files where you see it all blacked out, it's classified, right. And we're like, sorry, that information's classified. Right. And people are like, okay, this is a broken paragraph. How do I read this?
We get a lot of those from law enforcement, and I don't care how many times holding it up to the light and using other tricks of the trade, it will still not work. That is some pretty strong redacting there.
Yes.
All right. So the nomination or the call for nominations go out around December and January. Mm-hmm. You accept all of them, and then, like to your point, you redact the information so they're not identifiable.
Correct.
You give them to a committee, and then they make the list.
Correct.
So last year, how many did we have?
We had 21 last year.
And this year?
We have 14.
So there's no set limit. It's just
no set limit.
Yeah. And what I think is so great about this is, you know, a lot of times this is the generation that's like, oh, they don't want to work. You know, like they're from a generation that doesn't maybe do things like the generation before. And so these are the people that, you know, I tell my teenage daughter all the time, she's like, why do you always have to go to all these meetings? And why do you serve on all these boards? And I'm like, because it makes the community a good place. And I'm hoping in a few years I can retire from all those seats and you're going to be sitting at that table, not me. So I think this is such a great program that encourages people that, you know, I think sometimes we need to give more pats on the backs and say, you know, good job at,
absolutely,
you know, and that people notice the good work that they're doing. I just think it's very commendable. I think it's great.
Absolutely.
Is that's ultimately the goal, right, Mark, is to identify them, say thank you for what you've contributed to society here in our backyard, but to keep them here. Because if if they're this good, people will want to recruit them outside of the area.
Exactly. No, that is definitely one of our motives with this program.
It's okay.
Is to be able to keep these young professionals in York County. We have so many people who, you know, graduate from Winthrop mm-hmm. and then they move away somewhere. And it's like, you know, we're doing some great things here. And move away, that doesn't mean across the country. That might mean just going to Charlotte. Great. Stay here right. in York County. We have some great companies. And so this is a way for us to recognize those people, help keep them here, help make other companies in York County go, oh, wow, I either want that person or who from my company is that person? Mm-hmm. And I can recognize them and I can help retain my staff as well.
That's so great.
Definitely some different avenues there, but also a way to highlight those young professionals who a lot of times, you know, you kind of get looked over sometimes, but this is a way to give them a shout out and to really recognize them of all their great efforts.
So we have the award winners. It's not a surprise to them, right? Correct. They know. So do you want to go through and list them all?
We certainly can.
So here you go. These, again, are the ones to watch. This is a program through the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce, and this year's class includes
Casey Balser with They Can Cohorts, Andrea Barnett with Rock Hill Parks and Recreation and Tourism, Andy Clinton of Visit York County, Drew Corrigan with Carewinds, Lauren Gustafson with Keystone Substance Abuse Services, Lee Hamilton with Allen Tate Realty, the home team, Heath Myers, Morton Geddes, attorneys at law, Dante Osborne, York County Sheriff's Office, Ryan Sanderson with Knowledge Perk, Krista Schorl, with First Bank. I apologize if I mispronounce any names. Celeste Smith with York Electric Cooperative Incorporated. William Stockdale with York Technical College. Jennifer Simons with Bio One of Charlotte. And Tylee Tracer Anderson with Catawba Indian Nation.
That's a wide range mm-hmm. of employers. Mm-hmm. You got everything from nonprofits to lawyers to law enforcement,
education,
the utility banks. Industry. I mean, you have like a really round robin of who are the ones to watch here in our backyard. Well, these individuals will be honored at a ceremony 1 week from today, and take us to that event. And is that open to anyone?
It is. $10 to attend if you are not a sponsor or an award winner. And you can go to our website, yorkcountyregionalchamber.com, and just do a quick registration. And that'll be held at Replay Brewing in Kingsley of Fort Mill, which is where we held it last year. It's a great venue. They give us the place, and it's really fun. It kind of is a young professional atmosphere. They have some of those video games, kind of like Player One Up has, but TVs and just a better vibe. And then we also bring in a little bit of fun with a champagne wall and selfie station and all sorts of other little fun things. So definitely a great time.
Great.
The community can come out and congratulate all of these individuals, and congratulations to all the ones that we listed that are part of the Class of 2024 Ones to Watch program. This is, again, put on by the York County Regional Chamber. It's for those that are between the ages of 21 and 39. If you've got someone that you want to nominate, just wait until the end of the year, December, January, and then look, be on the lookout for that application, fill it out, nominate someone, and they could be the next One to Watch program.
That's right. We'll be sure to remind you too.
Yes, and this is kudos again to the Chamber for doing this, for recognizing, one, the hard work of these individuals, two, to let them know that they're valued, and three, we want to keep them here. They're here for a reason.
That's right.
That's why we're so strong as a community. And again, that celebration is next Monday, May the 6th, from 4 to 6 at Replay Brewing in Kingsley. Mark Persley, again, is with the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. He is the Director of Programs and External Affairs.